This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, Melinda Tankard-Reese is someone we've heard from many times for her work with Collective Shout, which campaigns for a world free of sexploitation. But today she found herself, answering media calls on a topic, chocolate brownie slice. Melinda, how has this seen you at the middle of a media storm today?
Well, look, I just shared an image that a friend of mine had shared on my social media pages, and it's gone nuts. It's gone around the world, in fact. And I've called it Hedgehog Gate.
Hedgehog Gate.
So my friend, who is the mother of eight, great mum. I've known her for 25 years.
Yeah, she obviously knows what she's doing by now.
She knows what she's doing. She and her husband both have degrees in health science, just to throw that into the mix. And they have a tradition where the children get hedgehog cake for their birthdays, and then any leftovers get distributed to all the kids, and they're allowed to take it to school the next day. So that's what happened, a family tradition. And she gets a stern note on red paper with a very sad face at the top, saying that basically this is unapproved and you can't bring chocolate slices to school. And to, you know, do better next time. Basically.
I'm looking at the note now. It says, your child has chocolate slice from the red food category today. Please choose healthier options for kindy. It's like, wow, could it be any more condescending?
Look, it hasn't been handled well. Certainly I agree with, you know, healthy food policies. And the teacher is probably just having to implement, a school policy. Mm. But it is a bit of a put down and makes it hard for the child, I think, to see that, you know, we've done the wrong thing. We're being told off. But, you know, I've had even worse examples since this. I've had examples where food has been sent home uneaten because it wasn't approved, so the child has nothing to eat all day. Mums have told me about organic sugarless zucchini muffins being sent home, banana and chia muffins being sent home because the child has to have a sandwich and not a muffin, even if the muffin is possibly healthier. Cupcakes being sent home, and one mum decided to investigate and discovered that her home-baked cupcakes had less sugar than the approved muesli bar. Other children have felt so ashamed that they've hidden treats at home and eaten them secretly away from the family because they've absorbed this message that this is shameful behaviour. And I find that particularly sad, and I think that's my biggest concern is when we start shaming children around food, we are setting themselves up for eating disorders in the future.
Yeah, it's pretty much, isn't it? It's sort of like starting that sort of controlling behaviour that some food is good and some food is bad.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think my favourite response is actually from another woman I know who's a trainee primary teacher. And she says this, the way I see it, if schools are able to spend time policing the kids' lunchboxes, then they're lucky. I've taught at many schools where kids came without shoes because they couldn't afford them. As teachers, we had to buy books and pencils out of our own budgets, where a prep kid had to walk himself to school because his mother couldn't do it. He was six. I've seen kids come to school with no food at all on such a regular basis that every lunchtime the teacher would collect the uneaten food from other kids' lunchboxes to put in a snack drawer to feed those kids who came to school without food. It's great this school is concerned about what the students are eating because it does affect their performance, but I think they have lost perspective.
Yeah.
The mere fact that this is even a priority shows how lucky they are to be able to worry about it. Let's stay out of the lunchboxes until all students have a uniform, all the supplies they need, and God forbid, a lunchbox that isn't empty. I thought that was quite a profound
comment. Well, I think, you know,
put it in context.
If you're a child and your mum home bakes you anything, you've got a really great start in life, haven't you? You've got a mum who cares about you enough to cook for you. So,
and that's the thing. There's no context with these notes. There's no context. Everyone's being treated the same. These are not neglectful parents who fill their kids up on junk food every day at all.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for having a chat with us about it, Melinda Tankard-Reese. I'm sure your phone's ringing now. You better go chat to someone else.
It actually is. Yes.
See you later.
Trina. Okay, cheers. Bye.
Look, have you ever received a note from your child's kindy saying that your food wasn't up to scratch? Love to hear from you. 1300 40 2020.